It is May 10th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. CQG's Series Cafe customer meeting and product demonstration yesterday afternoon was well attended and went well. CQG presented its structured products tools focusing on the grain market, its CQG One HTML5 offering that brings its integrated client offering to a new platform and offers greater ease of development, and it presented its algo products. It was good to get an update from a company whose products I used throughout my trading career. ISDA held its off-the-record opening night cocktail reception sponsored by LCH last night in Chicago at a site I can't disclose and details I can't mention. I can't even tell you which century the party was set in, though I can say it is nice to be back in the present one. Thank you to LCH and ISDA for an entertaining evening that showed a part of Chicago's history in an innovative and interactive way. Just wow. The debt talks in Washington are continuing, but let me just state how disruptive the possible default on U.S. debt is for a moment. Investors and regular people are moving out of the most liquid investments in the most liquid currency because of this into less liquid ones. Gold is hitting all-time highs. Bitcoin participation is hitting all-time highs. U.S. citizens are numb to the Washington machinations and always figure politicians can't be so dumb as to default on the U.S. debt. This time I am not so sure. There is the highest degree of idiocy in Congress I have ever seen and the biggest partisan split I can remember. Too many of these congressional leaders seem to believe their own lies. They can't tell what is true anymore or what is the greater good. I hope I'm wrong and they can come to an agreement and stop this stupidity and the unthinkable impact on the markets and economy if the U.S. defaults. The headline of the second story in the lead section of today's JLN speaks to this with the title, Wall Street Leaders Warn of Unthinkable Fallout If U.S. Defaults. The regulatory heat the SEC is applying is getting too hot, and two pioneers in the crypto space are reportedly pulling back from it due to regulatory uncertainty, Bloomberg reports in the top story in our lead section today. Fox may have fired Tucker Carlson, but that is not stopping him from having his own show. The show must go on, and in his case, he is taking it to Twitter, the Financial Times reports. One can only imagine what an uncovered Tucker Carlson will be like on Twitter. FIA President and CEO Walt Lucan offered congratulations to CBOE Global Markets on its 50th anniversary in a YouTube video message posted to the FIA YouTube account. The SEC is looking for a data scientist to work from its Washington, D.C. offices. Merrick's announced the appointment of Rob Irvin as Chief Financial Officer with Paolo Tanucci becoming chief strategist and CEO of its capital markets business. William Collins is starting a new position as director corporate listings U.S. at Cboe Global Markets. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the New York Times, U.S. says it dismantled Russia's most sophisticated malware network. The United States and its allies have dismantled a major cyber espionage system that it said Russia's intelligence service had used for years to spy on computers around the world, the Justice Department announced on Tuesday. In a separate report, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency portrayed the system, known as the Snake malware network, as the most sophisticated cyber espionage tool in the Federal Security Service's arsenal, which it has used to surveil sensitive targets, including government networks, research facilities, and journalists. My comment: this is the kind of stuff that led me to my theory about the origins and reasons for the creation of Bitcoin. We have been in a cyber war for years. Wars are often won by economic means, so why would you not create an electronic currency that allows you to easily launder money? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Goldman owes women much more than $215 million. The financial services industry still struggles to retain women and develop them into senior roles. Doing God's work is the line everyone remembers from Lloyd Blankfein, Goldman Sachs' then chief executive officer, in a 2009 feature in Britain's Sunday Times. But a different quote always stuck with me for its seriousness and menace. It was from Sarah Smith, chief accountant at the time, about the investment bank's 24/7 work culture. When you're needed, you're here. And if you're needed and you're not answering your phone, you won't be needed very long, she told the paper. My comment: this was exactly my sentiment yesterday. $215 million is getting off easy. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. AI will create a serious number of losers, warns DeepMind co-founder Mustafa Suleiman. Says governments should think about how to support workers who lose their jobs to technology. Advances in artificial intelligence will threaten white-collar workers and create a serious number of losers over the next decade, according to one of the co-founders of AI lab DeepMind, who has pioneered the technology. My comment: AI will create a whole bunch of people and companies who need to evolve and change because that is what people and companies do. Some companies may not survive, but the entrepreneurial spark does not go out. You get up, shake it off, learn from the experience, and go on and do something even better the next time. That is not losing, it is life. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. U.S. banks generated record $80 billion first quarter profits despite turmoil. Lenders benefited from higher interest rates, low loan defaults, and expanding job market. Profits in the U.S. banking sector reached an all-time high of roughly $80 billion in the first quarter, up 33% from a year ago, even as the industry contended with the aftermath of two bank failures and the most significant stress since the 2008 financial crisis. My comment: it is not your income that matters, but your upkeep. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Miami's love affair with crypto is souring as Bitcoin faithful flock to the city. On the eve of the annual Bitcoin conference, the city and its mayor have mostly moved on from crypto. A year ago, when the annual Bitcoin conference opened in Miami, the city was arguably the country's biggest booster of digital currencies. Miami Coin traded on a global crypto exchange. The Miami Heat basketball team played at FTX Arena, and cryptocurrency exchange Blockchain.com was preparing to move its headquarters to a splashy office in the city's Wynwood neighborhood. My comment: the mayor was so crypto-friendly, he was getting his paycheck in Bitcoin. What happened? The SEC chill sure blows a long way. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was ChatGPT is causing a stock market ruckus from the Wall Street Journal. Second was from $2.5 million yachts to $400,000 in DoorDash bills. Here are Sam Bankman-Fried and other execs' wildest purchases with FTX and Alameda Funds from Insider. Third was Ken Griffin on Campus, a YouTube video from Citadel. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, Jane Street jump pullback crypto trading over U.S. regulatory uncertainty. Regulatory uncertainty has made the business more difficult. Scrutiny intensified in the wake of FTX Terra USD failures. Jane Street Group and Jump Crypto, two of the world's top market-making firms, are pulling back from trading digital assets in the U.S. as regulators crack down on the industry. Jane Street is going even further by scaling back its crypto ambitions globally because regulatory uncertainty has made it difficult for the firm to operate the business in a way that meets internal standards, according to a person familiar with the matter. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Wall Street leaders warn of unthinkable fallout if U.S. defaults. Some of Wall Street's most experienced traders warned of, quote, unthinkable, unquote, long-term implications from a U.S. default and argued the debt limit may need to be permanently repealed. In a letter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, current and former leaders of the Treasury Borrowing Advisory Committee said the cost of the current standoff extend beyond markets to the time that financial firms are having to spend preparing for a possible default. And then here's another story, this one from CoinDesk. SEC blasted on custody proposal by JP Morgan crypto firms and fellow agency. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, went too far when it proposed a new rule demanding investment firms safeguard all of their clients' assets, including crypto, with approved custodians, according to an array of critics not often in alignment. The securities regulator said the expanded requirement for how registered investment advisors keep customer assets should extend to pretty much everything the firms are in charge of. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.